because we want to. Nice and like little whisper tones, like we're fucking Peter, Paul, and Mary, and like we don't have any problems or any weird shit going on. Okay? Cool, thanks a lot. All right.
Folks, welcome to the
Apocalypse Cast.
Ooh, this is a special episode.
Yeah, extra.
Is this
important.
The last episode?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm afraid it is, everyone.
Martha, our guest tonight of the Apocalypse Cast. Getting right to the point. It is the last episode of the show that you're listening to now on Radio Free Brooklyn, which is called the Apocalypse Cast.
Bringing you the end of the world.
As promised. We predicted this shit
forever ago.
Yeah.
You all doubted us.
Unlike all those fucking cucks in the mainstream media.
Yeah, exactly.
We were right on top of this shit.
Yeah.
It's called the Apocalypse Cast. So don't, yeah.
There is no way. There's no fucking way. We cannot be wrong. It's 100% not possible.
Hey, why don't we all introduce ourselves? Also, this is my co-host, Johnny B-Roll. He should also turn around. We're recording the podcast under very difficult conditions here tonight. Oh, my
exactly.
God.
Oh, except no substitutions, everyone. My name is Johnny B-Roll.
He's a color correctionist.
Yes, to my left is our co-host, Maxine St. Louis.
I'm Maxine St. Louis. I'm a Bible film, but I'm St. Louis.
And then Martha Washington Sinclair.
That's me.
Ahoy!
Well, everyone, you've caught us on one hell of a night.
Oh boy! Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, we've given the green light to just pull out all the fucking stops on this show.
Time.
Yeah.
Time. Here comes.
You think you've heard the Apocalypse before? You've heard fucking nothing.
Because every single Apocalypse, we always had that seed of doubt. We were like, you know, maybe the world isn't gonna end, right? maybe you know, the mainstream media isn't like filling our heads with lies.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, maybe all these globalist cucks aren't in fact dominating the world from behind the curtain.
Maybe my penis only doesn't work because I don't believe in myself, not because the water is being poisoned by George Soros.
Oh, that was a long time ago. Yeah.
What?
These days are over.
These days are over. And it started with a drone strike. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Am I correct
Listen.
In my war correspondence?
Yeah, you're correct. You should lean into the mic, though.
What the fuck is the mic?
The Mac. Lean into the Mac.
President Donald Trump is droning all of the world leaders.
Yeah, apparently Trump droned a very powerful man. a very powerful man with a lot of influence over a lot of really sick people that have killed a lot of people.
A bunch of stoners.
Yeah.
Drug users.
So apparently... Yeah.
And the second ruler of a small fiefdom called Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah. The Ayatollah of Radio Free Brooklyn, Tom Tenney, was killed in a drone strike.
Oh, really?
Jesus, we're taking you now live to the scene of... Wait, come on. Why are you doing this to me? Play it. Play that news music. Okay, go. All right. It's going to be the drone strike that killed Tom Tenney. We're taking you live now to the site of the brutal drone strike that eradicated the Ayatollah of Radio Free Brooklyn, Tom Tenney. We'll take you to our correspondent scene,
Maxine
St. Louis.
There's nothing left of him to find, right? He's all dead, but his penis, he was recognized by the lost penis, which was extraordinarily large, extraordinarily. There has been a request from a little... Tom Tenney's teeth were found. However, because of an unusual new development in, you know, obviously President Trump's desire for torture, it didn't feel just like an explosion, but one by one, they were slowly pried out of their sockets. And then every person that Tom Tenney ever wronged in his entire life came up to him one by one, and jumped down from the drone and smacked him. Smacked him in the face. And then he was exploded and they all laughed.
Maxine.
Yes.
Can you tell us if you know how they were able to fit so many people to jump out and kick him in the balls before killing him?
You know, there's secrets sometimes employed in extreme cases of just the protection of the domestic area.
And we understand.
I have to be vague about this.
Yeah. Well... Today is a dark day for America.
It's a bright day for the Apocalypse. Because we told you so.
Allahu Akbar! Takbir!
It's the other way around.
It's
our co-host informed us that we were doing the takbirs backwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's takbir and then it's Allahu Akbar.
And then you say it. Okay. Can we say that again?
No, we only get a 3 Allahu Akbar per episode limit, and I don't want to breach it at the beginning. Good. Okay. Communist national anthem. Perfect. Turn it up.
All right, everyone.
Yeah. I for one, am glad that Trump fucking droned Tom Tenney. Because fuck America, right?
Yeah. This shit is over.
Yeah.
This shit is fucking...
Like, end it, dude. I have a feeling that Trump is deep down a good guy. And he had, like, a revelation, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
we're gonna we have some leaked audio of Donald Trump in the White House.
Okay.
Here comes the leaked audio of Donald Trump in the White House.
Stephen, will you come here? I got something I gotta tell you.
Mr. President, I'm Steve Bannon, your advisor.
Stephen Miller.
I'm Steve Miller, your advisor. What do you want, Mr. President?
Hey, listen, I gotta confide something in you. This whole escalation at Radio Free Brooklyn, that's most unpleasant news. I made a buffoon out of myself, you know? I gotta kill myself, and I gotta kill a bunch of other despicable wild leaders. To make up for it.
No, Mr. President, don't commit suicide by droning yourself, and then kill all the other leaders in the entire world by droning them, because they all probably deserve to die anyways, and you realize that you're at fault at long last.
But what if I'm not, though? I mean, what if I'm not a good person? You know?
No, you are a good person.
But what if I'm not a good person?
No.
What if I'm
Mr.
fucking?
President,
yeah,
you
but
are
Steven,
a good person.
Steven, hey, I got an idea.
You locked up all the immigrants.
Listen,
you make it
for
women to get abortion.
You're so flattering.
Oh.
Listen. I got a new idea. Hey, what if
Mr. President?
Actually, I'm not a good person.
What if I'm not a good person at all? What if I want to fucking kill myself and lots of other world leaders?
Do it!
Because they do deserve it. Haven't you read Emma Goldman?
Mr. Trump, please! Don't kill yourself! I'll have nothing else!
Steven, I'm doing you a favor, man. What if I'll just kill you, too?
No!
We'll all go down with this ship. It'll be fun.
Mr. President.
It'll be like a suicide pact, like in Days of Yore.
If you want to kill all the world leaders, Mr. President, I'll do it with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Which country should we start by joining the second most popular person in?
Powerful. Definitely Canada. Canada. Number
one.
Yeah.
Well.
Switzerland.
In Switzerland.
We have a target list for you: Celine Dion and Trudeau.
Oh, really? And what about the Prime Minister of Switzerland? I mean, no shit, eh?
President Trump. We don't even know the Prime Minister of Switzerland's name.
We don't. We'll have to do the whole country. Okay? No.
You think we look that shit up?
No.
And that country, Azerbaijan, they got a funny name. Let's drone them too.
Mr. President, no one's heard of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we can't drone somebody that no one's ever heard of.
Shit, yeah, Azerbaijan's got no Twitter followers.
There's no cultural memory of it. Mr. President, right. I think for you to be in your suicide pact to be considered credible, I think you have to kill every single world leader and then kill yourself with a drone.
Ah, damn. That's a hefty task, Stephen Miller. Are you going to help me out with this or what?
Listen, we're better than that fucking warmonger bitch, Hillary Clinton, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, if there's one thing we know that she would have done, it's she would have fucking droned the second-in-command of every country in the entire world.
Definitely, and I never thought I'd do that, too, but then I was like, hey, maybe I'm a bad person.
But she was right.
I was gonna be a peacetime president, too, but then I found my true self, eh?
Listen. Mr. President, I think that we have to do what Hillary Clinton would have done and just fucking...
Start World War III.
And just fucking start World War III and fucking drone every single second in command of every single country in the entire world.
Yeah. Oh, God, the power.
God, it feels good. This is all the white nationalism shit. It was just a bunch of fucking dog shit. We just got to kill, man.
I can feel that power.
I don't really have a problem with people that are different than me. I just want to fucking burn everything down in the apocalypse. God, it feels so good to admit my own insecurities.
Stephen Miller, you're an inspiration.
Let's do this shit. Call the military. Tell them to plan Operation... Pat Sajak.
Anyway, everybody, that was straight from the White House. You heard it out. You heard it here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Leaked audio. Man, thank God for those whistleblowers, huh? Otherwise, we would have no idea what's going on in the fucking White House.
They're gonna drone fucking Trudeau.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty fucked.
So.
All right. Well, anyways, guys, we got a free vacation, right? What's the premise for us being on an airplane?
Premise for us being on an airplane.
Yeah, we have to take a flight on an airplane.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we got to do some reconnaissance in Portugal, dude. Because I've heard that everybody in Portugal is just like fucking all the time, you know? So
that would be a good place for us to go. Speaking of fucking all the time, listen, we have a public service announcement, but we're going to have to hold off on it for a little bit.
Oh, yes, I know. So we can go to Portugal. That's a reason to get on an airplane.
To go to Portugal?
Yeah.
They have a green wine there. Can you imagine?
Green wine?
Yeah, it's a wine that you pour out and it's like all bubbly and green and it gets you really fucking drunk.
Does it change the color of your urine?
I don't know.
Does it turn your urine green if you...
Oh, I think it turns it yellow because you're dehydrated and you vomited the next day.
Oh wow. Dope.
Speaking of green, what's the difference between blue and purple?
What?
Oh, yeah.
No. So anyway.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No,
edit that out.
That doesn't matter. No, we don't need to.
Why would you bring that up? It's not as if there is a pressing color matter, right?
No, there is. The plane is crashing.
Yeah, there never is a
plane. The plane
okay,
is crashing.
Guys, let's do the bit. Ready? Because we need the sound effects. You're gonna see. That's good. Uh oh. Oh, is that it? All right.
Yeah.
Take two. Hang on. Let's.
There's no easy way to say this. The plane is crashing. Is there a color correctionist on board?
Oh no! Shit!
Mommy!
Oh god, if only there was a color correctionist on board to help the crew save us.
Pat, don't tell them anything, okay?
Johnny B-Roll, listen. All the people that are on this plane with us are gonna die. If you're not honest with the crew and tell them that you're a color correctionist.
I've never seen an elephant. They need someone to cut the purple cord. Is there a color correctionist on board?
Listen, Pat, you can't fucking tell them, okay? I'd rather this whole ship go down.
Johnny,
listen, you're a color correctionist. You have to save those. You have to save everybody.
Are you the famous color correctionist, Johnny B-Roll?
I was. I was. But not anymore, kid. I left that man behind a long time ago. He's dead.
Purple,
I tell
you.
Johnny B-Roll, you've got to step up to this one, man. We're about to crash, and they're asking for a color correctionist. There's like 12 doctors on this flight, but you're the only color correctionist.
I can't. I swear to you, I can't. I lost it. I don't got it no more. I swore I'd never color correct again. I see in black and white like a good conservative.
No, you have to save us, man. What the fuck, dude? Listen to that alarm. It's so ominous.
So anyway.
This is our last warning. The plane is going down. We need a color correctionist.
Well, damn it. I guess I'll do it. I guess I'll save all of you ungrateful shits who don't even have calibrated fucking displays at home. Not like anyone gives a shit. Now you're coming to me for help. Now you're coming to me, and you say you fucking need my skills. Oh, I'll bet one of you is a fucking producer who said, oh, let's just have our editor do it. It's fine. I'll bet one of you is a production manager who says, we don't need anything crazy. I'll bet one of you is a fucking director who said, hey, we're just doing some little tweaks.
Johnny B-Roll,
not a big deal.
Stop complaining
say,
about being a
correctionist
and save people.
All of you fucking ungrateful little shit.
The plane is going down. We need to cut the purple cord. Is this cord illegal or violent?
Listen. I gotta tell you something, okay? Purple, there is no color purple. Okay, I know. The color purple is the name of a play, okay? But it is not a fucking real thing in the universe. Yeah, purple is a misnomer. Purple is a misnomer. The wire that you're looking at, that you're calling a purple wire, you fucking dumbass, is a violet wire. Purple is not the same thing. Purple is not a color of light. It is a phenomenon, optical phenomenon, that happens in the presence of multiple wavelengths.
Jesus Christ, we're all gonna die!
When you have long and short waves present at the same time. Red being the longest wavelength, and blue being a very a much shorter wavelength.
So and when they violet mix, wire!
And when they, and when
the
they
right
mix,
one.
Then you get purple. That's why it's such a distinct phenomenon when, like, your windshield is all, like, wet and you see police lights and they mix. Like, that's purple light.
This
But this nonsense right here. This is not a purple wire, this is a violet wire.
Okay, listen, son, I don't understand what you're saying, but I need you to cut the violet wire so that we don't all die.
Why can't you just cut it?
Because we don't know what violet is, and you just explained it to us in great detail.
Now
we feel confident, son.
All right, you're all just a bunch of simple fucks.
Well, listen, we're just a bunch of simple pilots from pilot country. You know, we don't know about fuchsias. And purples and violets, you know,
or the
spectrum, you know. So please, just hand me those clippers.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Okay. Give me the snip. I'm about to snip.
Yep. It's that one right there. It's that one right there.
Snip. Snippity snip snip.
Yep. Snippity snip snip snip.
Oh boy, the plane seems to be righting itself.
Oh my God, the alarm shut off.
Whoa. Holy shit!
It was getting to
me. That was a close one.
All right. Oh well, you're welcome, everybody.
Woo, boy, you know, Jesus. People shit on color correctionists and don't treat them well in the industry, but
they're
You never know when you need one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Well, I guess, you know, if you enjoyed it, please come back. Let's make this a regular thing.
Yeah.
Are we recording it? Oh! Wow, I'm really glad we saved this plane from destruction. That was a pretty close call.
Jesus.
I'm so glad I finally...
Jesus Christ, son.
That was
a close call.
Yeah, man, sorry I fucking waited until literally the last second just because of my fucking ego and my personal pain.
Listen,
I'm sorry I put
right.
that in front of everyone else's life.
You saved every man, woman, and child on this plane.
Ugh.
That's something you should be proud of, son. As a man and as a color correctionist.
Well, you know, just doing my civic duty.
Oh, bloody hell!
Oh, what the
fuck? Again!
Oh, just as long as there's no wires involved.
Oh, we're gonna need more than a color correctionist to get us out of this one, son.
Why would that be? I mean,
Oh god, we've got incoming fire!
Incoming fire?
No.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Oh.
It looks like our radar has picked up incoming fire.
Really? Oh my god, so someone's like shooting at us.
It seems like they are.
Have we taken evasive action? They always say that.
Let's take evasive action! No! We're trying to alter the trajectory of the plane to avoid the...
Oh, shit! What was that? Oh my god!
Oh god!
That was
cultural Marxism, son!
Oh, the worst! Cultural Marxism is the fucking worst! It's literally causing me pain!
Oh god!
Jesus, that was Sharia law! Sharia law!
God, no!
We're losing our wings, man. We're losing lift.
Oh, we're losing lift, son! What was that? No!
Political correctness, sir!
Jesus. We've been struck on the wing by political correctness.
That was virtue signaling.
Oh, Jesus Christ, we've lost control of the rudders.
What the fuck did you just do?
I did nothing. Oh, it's like the end of The Sopranos. Virtue signaling!
Virtue signaling.
God! We've lost control of the rudders!
Shit, guys. I have some really bad news.
Tell me, Johnny Beautiful, what is it?
Well, we just lost our engine here because homosexuals just shoved it in there.
Jesus.
You know, they're always shoving it in your face, and now they fucking shoved it in our engine.
God.
And now it's causing... Political
correctness has ravaged our ability to maintain flight.
Oh, my God.
I'm afraid we're going to have to ditch this into the sea.
I can't believe all these things are physically causing us problems. I mean, we've complained about them for... You know, basically 2 decades now, but nothing's ever actually fucking happened. Everything was actually fucking fine. Why now?
God,
why us? Jesus Christ!
Why did our flight have to be targeted by Sharia and cultural Marxism?
I don't know, man. It's just these millennials. They're fucking crazy.
Well, listen, Captain. It's been an honor serving with you.
Yeah,
no, sorry. Color correctionist role. I'm the captain, and it's been an honor serving with you.
Let's get
ready to ditch this plane into the fucking ocean. I give our chances of survival around 1%. Oh, shit! Oh, fuck! No!
Oh shit, where are we?
We spent a lot of time looking at developers and we've actually gone through this process.
Where are we, Pat? Where are we?
I don't know.
I don't recognize this place.
I think we might be in heaven.
Holy shit. Well, maybe that's what those big gates are about. Jeez. Wow, they weren't joking about that shit, man. That's kind of cool.
Sucks, man. I thought that it was... I abandoned it long ago, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
And I guess I should have been going to church more, because it looks like we're about to be judged by God and that we died in that plane crash.
Shit, well, I was an atheist, so this is all kind of new to me. Maybe you could show me around.
I had something resembling faith, but ultimately I was an atheist.
Oh, really? Well, I believed. I believed the whole time. Because, like, I went to Burning Man, and then I was like, oh, I believe.
Yeah, but I feel like God's going to be pissed off when he meets both of us. So we might as well get this shit over with. All right, let's go meet God.
I am God! What is your name?
My name is Johnny B. Rolzer.
And what did you do in your life?
I was a color correctionist.
Ah, good! My son was a color correctionist before he was executed by the Romans.
Wow, amazing. Jeez, people said that I was Christ-like, so maybe, maybe something there. I don't know, God, I'm just very intimidated by you right now.
Listen.
It's so great to finally meet you.
I have to ask you some questions.
Okay.
I wish you would be judged, whether you go to heaven or hell.
Really? You do that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What else am I going to do? I'm God.
I thought it was a third party.
No, it was a third party. I do a lot of you.
Jeez.
Were you good to the people around you?
What?
Were you good to the people around you?
Well, I think I was. I mean, sometimes I would get mad at Pat, I think overall, yeah, good. I never raped anybody.
You never raped anybody?
No, or sexually harassed anyone.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, I didn't sexually harass any women in,
Listen, also, I have another question.
What? I was like a good liberal. I was a good liberal, God. I swear to God. I bought organic food.
Were you a vegan?
What?
Were you a vegan?
Oh, no, fuck those fucking pieces.
Oh, I'm a vegan.
God is me.
That is a strike against you, son.
Whatever.
Listen, I have another question for you.
I worshipped Satan during my life, but only for fun.
I don't care about
fun.
That shit.
Only for fun.
I don't give a fuck. That doesn't matter. Listen, I'm God. What do I care? But I have to tell you one more question for you. I'm your almighty Lord, and I judge your soul. Can you tell the difference between these two wires? One of them, I think, is a fuchsia, and I think that the other one is more like a purple.
Purple. Oh my fucking God! Let me do a bit. it's like there's two people here, you know.
Listen, you won't trust me as your lord.
So, there is a difference. I can't believe God really doesn't know the difference. You don't know the difference between colors of light and, like, the fucking nomenclature? You created everything.
I didn't write it down.
All right, well, listen, you created a shitty nomenclature for color, and it would be great if you could show something better. I certainly can't convince the whole world, but you can. Because they listen to you. They don't listen to me. I'm just like the fucking nerd pressing the buttons.
Listen, Mr. Roll, I'm going to send you to Buddhist hell.
Buddhist hell? What is that, like, just real life?
It's like a weird hell with, like, a bunch of blood and, like, screaming, howling demons and shit. It's bizarre.
Really? But, that sounds like the Christian hell.
That sounds a lot like what they told me about CCD. I am going to send you to hell. The color correctionist speech is what tipped it. You were good to people in your life. And you were a good color correctionist, which I definitely considered in your favor. But you were just such a dick. Such a dick about the way that you talked about it. So I'm going to have to go with Buddhist hell.
Buddhist hell. Is the music better than this crap we're listening to right now?
No, it's much worse.
Really?
Oh, yes.
What do you have to fucking listen to in Buddhist hell?
That's like a Khmer Rouge propaganda.
Khmer Rouge. What about what about something like this?
Is this copyrighted?
God doesn't listen to copyrighted music.
Yeah.
God does not like copyrighted music. God hates copyrights.
Anyway. Well. Jesus, like, Jesus, fucking an eternity of,
I'm afraid to tell you, you're just such a fucking cuck about the thing about the colors, you know?
Oh, really? Oh, Jesus. I mean, I don't know, dude. It's like...
Make your case,
honey. I just try to educate people, you know? But I guess no one really likes to hear about fucking color correction. They just want it to look right. I think I get it.
But you know, there are also people who are starving in the world. There are people who are forced to sell organs in order to have money. And to feed their families. And you were killed in a plane crash, and you came before the Lord, and you were bitching about color correcting and stuff. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to send you to heaven?
Yo, I did good, okay? And you asked a dumb question, Lord. Okay,
I just died.
Lord knows you saw that whole fucking thing go down, and you asked me that question. Yes.
But not because I wanted to.
Yes, exactly. So you knew how the whole thing go down, and you just asked me that question because you weren't fucking listening.
Listen, do you have any idea how many people I have to watch masturbate every single day to learn to tell if they're or not?
Listen, we all watch porn. It's fine.
That's not me. You don't understand porn. You think I enjoy this? You think I enjoy being God? What, are you fucking nuts?
What, just seeing Austin, like, really hot people fuck all day?
God, what a dick! Jesus Christ!
I'm just saying, that sounds like a pretty good gig. I don't really know where you're going with all this, God.
Listen, I know exactly where you're going, and it's Buddhist hell.
Buddhist hell.
Buddhist hell.
I don't know.
That or Muslim hell. The only few choices you have.
What's Muslim hell? Is it like, you got like 72, like, dogs or something?
It's factors of 72. I haven't looked into everything. You think I understand what all of my believers think?
Well,
Jesus fucking Christ, man!
They do believe some pretty weird shit, don't they?
Yeah, well, listen, you're the one that's gonna fucking burn in Buddhist hell if you don't fucking...
Buddhist hell.
Other Buddhists.
Yeah, I mean, but are they like white Buddhists? Are they like white?
Those are the ones that go to hell.
Yeah.
What do you think is?
Yeah.
What do you think this is? Fucking amateur hour?
Shit, man. They're gonna be like telling me all about Sufi and Stevens and shit.
Listen.
They're gonna be like, these white Buddhists are gonna be like listening to Fleet Foxes and fucking.
I don't know what that is. I'm God. I don't listen
to
fucking.
They listen to Enya, dude.
I don't listen to any music. Listen,
and they don't shut up about Burning Man.
I can't let you into heaven. Have you been to Burning Man?
What?
Have you been to Burning Man?
No, I hear it sucks.
Oh. I am the Lord! I can hear when you lie to me! I cast thee the fuck out! Buddhist hell! Buddhist hell!
Well, you know,
pretty good.
Yeah. So Buddhist hell. Well, I guess here I am. Some crappy music, and I guess I will learn to love it. Anyway. Alright, everyone.
If you're listening to the Apocalypse.
Yes, folks, you are listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Johnny B. Roll, and this is my friend Pat Hilton.
Hey.
All right, everyone. Oh, it's World War III. This is the last peacetime apocalypse cast that you're going to hear.
Before that, it's just going to be all hypocrisy and thievery.
Oh yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah. Let the fucking shit show begin, eh? Let the charlatans take the wheel.
Yeah. Let the charlatans take the wheel and spin the car around.
Yeah.
Who cares where we're going, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. God is in charge.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, God is in charge, and we are just gonna like watch this fucking thing go down. I mean, it's Hillary would have been worse.
Hillary would have been much worse.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Hillary would have droned everyone.
Yeah. Hillary would have been just mad with power. As soon as she started menstruating, she would have been insane.
Oh, can you imagine? Hillary would have had her daughter over and like her daughter's child, and she'd been like, "Oh, you guys look good." And her daughter would be like, "Listen, I think that you like are focusing too much on like negativity, and like maybe you need to like relax a little bit." And she'd be like, "I'm gonna fucking join you and your child."
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Her three children. Chelsea's got three children. Yeah. Oh, Hillary definitely.
Dude, Donald is gonna end up droning his own children at some point.
Who? You know?
Trump's gonna end up droning.
He's gonna drone his own children.
Probably, yeah. If he comes, because I don't know, he fucking hates like everybody else that's been friends with.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're not gonna survive this fucking game.
Yeah, there's no way. It's gonna be, yeah.
Yeah, they're not gonna win Survivor. The children are not gonna win Survivor. It's just gonna be the president and fucking Mike Pompeo. It's gonna be the president, Mike Pompeo, and Stephen Miller just like shooting the shit in the Oval Office when the marshals come in.
I know about that, but I do know that it's gonna be fucking cool and shit.
Yeah, man. All this fucking. You know, Soros is like really upset about how this whole shit's going down.
You know,
this was not his plan. This was not the.
I'm just a traveling man who sings songs about George Soros. You know.
Yeah.
And that used to be a.
So what's your plan for 2020 now that the war is finally starting?
My plan is to, like, fucking chill out and play Apex Legends.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's not my... Well, it is partially my plan.
War might be good for business. You think?
It's never good for business.
For your business, it would be great.
No, it's not.
You'd be more reporting to do.
Nope, peace is better.
Peace is better.
War is worse, yeah. For everything, almost.
But not for war journalists.
No, it is.
Peace is better?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Why? Because I hate that war is a drug shit. It's not. It's interesting, like a time machine would be interesting. I said this a few times.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go on a time machine and be like, "Oh, I feel that burn hit my veins." You know?
But wouldn't there be more opportunities for you to go report and get paid?
Just wars everywhere. It's fucking apocalypse.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the war has been going on.
Fucking shitheads. Yeah. What do you mean? The war's been going on forever. But yeah, so it's not good for business. No. Just let us just write for comedy TV. Imagine the podcast is the late show.
Yeah.
It'd be so good. We'd be like, hey. We'd be like, we'd have Natalie Portman, and we'd be like, just have her like stack a bunch of bottles of Chanel. And then, like, they all break. She's like, fuck! Then it's like, Chanel. It's like, yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
It's Natalie Portman in, like, a weird warehouse, like, pile, stacking bottle, empty bottles of, like, Chanel No. 5. Right? And then she's, like, placing one, and it all just collapses, and she's like, and it just cuts before she says, fuck. And then it's like, Chanel. That would be a great marketing technique.
Yeah, exactly.
You know it would be.
All right, everyone. Well, something else happened this week, which is that we went and saw Star Wars.
Star Wars. It seems like the people that made the new Star Wars, which would be J.J. Abrams, really reacted to...
the fan criticisms.
The fan criticisms.
Yeah, which, I mean, that's kind of a controversial move. Some people are like, hey, you know, the fans... are going to do what they do, but I think that it's been really brave of them to react to their own material and, you know, to critique themselves. And I think it takes a lot. It takes a lot. What I really loved about the movie was that they switched the gender roles. So they took the strong woman heroine from the previous two movies, and they just, like, kind of made her more of a background character. And they brought this sort of, like, mediocre man, Finn. They, like, brought him... to the forefront, and he's the one who saves the day now. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's how the new movie works. That's how the new movie works.
What I heard about the new movie is that they respond to the criticism of The Last Jedi, right?
Yeah.
That was coming largely from the alt-right, and they were like, let's make sure that this movie caters to what the alt-right wants. Mm-hmm. So the craziest part of The Rise of Skywalker, which is a very
that's why all the men were moved to the front, you know, and then like
a very bad title, The Rise of Skywalker.
Terrible.
Last Jedi good title.
Well, it's called The Rise of Skywalker because you see Skywalker's dick like through the Force.
Like, and that's like, he's like, this is the force.
He's just plunging into every scene and just like fucking everything up for the Empire.
Like force cut.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that one's controversial.
Yeah. Also, they embraced the Albright criticisms by just letting the Empire win.
Yeah, and then the craziest part was how they had all those people that were jerking off and watching the Emperor, you know, from the shadows. Like,
oh yeah.
And then like when he jerks off, he like makes them watch.
Yeah,
and
just like a giant
was weird
beam
about,
of lightning.
About the Rise of Skywalker was how they killed Rose. They're like, it was nuts. It was the Resistance boarded the fucking freighter that she was on, and they were like, "Are there any Asian people here?" And she's like, "I guess, yeah, I am." And then they were like, "Bam!" And they just fucking shot her in the head. And then
really?
All the Albright trolls were like, "Yes, less diversity in Star Wars."
Yeah. Oh
yeah.
Yeah. Well, which
like,
is funny.
Rose
which is
Tico.
Jeez.
That was some real fan service.
Kind of
right
odd
there.
Because they usually fetishize Asian women, despite wanting a pure white race.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I guess it doesn't really have to
perhaps
make sense.
They are open to some things.
Yeah.
And maybe we shouldn't be so mean to alt-right voters. Because we're going to need them.
Yeah, we're going to need them to write these new Star Wars movies.
Yeah. It's only going to feel for the masses.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to make Star Wars really awesome like it used to be. Is by catering to the alt-right. Like, halfway through the movie, you know, they talk about how like the force is about imposing Sharia law, you know, and about like how the Empire like basically does Sharia law, and about how that would be just like better. And hey, why are we letting the rebels win? Yeah, so that was kind of like a big left turn for Star Wars. You know, the rebels lose, the Empire takes over, and no one questions them anymore. You know? That's a happy ending for me.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, folks, this has been the ApocalyCast.
I guess. That's such a good thing. But
yeah.
But whatever.
I guess this is the last one, right? This is pretty much it.
What were we talking about before? We were talking about Star Wars.
Yeah, we were talking about Star Wars.
The Albright was happy.
Yeah, the Albright was happy. Folks, that's it. I guess next week, who knows where we'll be.
Oh, but wait, you're in Buddhist hell now. Because God put you there.
Yeah,
that
man.
Sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. God put me here with all this new metal and all this and just like shitty bass music and techno, and everyone here is a bass head. It's really lame.
In Buddhist hell
everybody is a fucking bass head.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's quite mediocre.
Do you mean like bass, like free bass, or like bass, like
I mean
bass music?
They think smoking crack is really cool, and they love bass music. God, they're always like raving about it.
This has been your report from Buddhist hell.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of white assholes. Alright, everyone. Who knows what the next week
holds?
Yeah.